Thank you. Call next for y'all. This is Marvin Jackson speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Chris. I'm calling from Home Depot store 1244 on behalf of a customer. I'm just calling on a PO that if you want, I can give you that first.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your first name once again?
My name's Chris.
Okay, and what was store number?
1244.
Okay, and what's the PO number?
4440-1661.
Okay, 44. You said 60.
4440-1661.
And also, what's the customer's telephone number with the area code?
The number is 585-746-0824, although I might have set it up under 585-314-6687.
Okay, 585-714-6687 or 585-314-6687.
That's right, yep.
Okay, just a second. Okay, when did you set it up?
I set it up last night.
Okay. Let me try about a number, just a second.
Sure.
Okay, it's just going to take a second for it to upload.
Yep, so the PO didn't come up at all?
No, sir.
Okay.
While I'm waiting for this to be a pull up, what's the item that needs to be installed?
It's an electric wall oven.
Okay. Still waiting for it to come up.
All right.
Okay, it didn't come up under that telephone number. Did you say it could be under another number?
Yep, that's correct. So it could be under 585. Hang on, I lost the number. 1 second.
Okay, just a second.
Yep.
Okay, and what's the customer's first and last name?
Let me double check. It was the last name Peck. Let me just double check what the first name was.
Okay.
Andrew.
Okay, and finally, could you verify the service address?
83 Courtly Circle.
Okay, and as you said, it was a built-in electric wall oven. We have it scheduled for installation on the 16th, which is going to be Monday, this coming Monday.
Okay. Do you know if she's gotten a call about it yet? Or the customer's gotten a call about it yet?
Let me look at the notes. From the notes, no, I don't see that she's got a call. Now, she will receive a, now, normally how the process works is that she'll receive a call between 6 and 9 this evening. Either be an automated call or it'd be a live individual calling her to give her a time frame for Monday.
Okay. Is it okay if I give you a updated contact number?
Yes. Okay. Great. Do you want to take this one out of here?
Or
place it as a secondary number? I'm sorry.
I think I have the 314 number in there as a secondary number. That's how it's coming up on my end. If there's well, first off, I guess, do you see it there?
No, only number I see is the number you, the second number you gave me, 585-746-0824.
Okay, is that if I give you a different number?
Okay, did you want to make the number you're about to give me as a primary number?
Yes, please.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and what's that? What's that number?
585-314-6687.
Okay, I got that first number you gave me. Once again, 585-314-6687. Is the primary number, and the secondary number I got 585-746-0824.
That is correct. That's perfect.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that'd be it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling in to XBO, and you have a nice evening.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye bye.